ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Is everybody set and ready? Because if you are, then you know what? So am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
Yes, 25 questions in 5 categories. Lines are free. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Our categories tonight are category number 1, soap operas. Category number 2, Who da man. Category number 3, statues. Category number 4, angels and demons. And category number 5, famous grants. Okay, soap operas, who da man, statues, angels and demons, famous grants. Who's going to get to question 25 and answer correctly? 1-300-800-222 is the number. Give us a call. There are lines free. Bronny from Phillip Island. Hi, Bronny.
Hi, how are you going?
Not too bad. What are you speaking to us on there, Bronny? Are you on the speakerphone?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, can you cancel the speaker? Because otherwise we can't really hear you.
There we go. Is that better?
That's a bit better, yeah. Yep. All right. Now we've got soap operas, who da man, statues, famous grants, angels and demons. What do you think?
I think soap operas.
Soap operas, all right. Patricia Pat the Rat Hamilton was a character from which 80s Australian soap?
I can see it and I can't think of a name.
No worries, Bron. Thank you.
Okay, sorry.
See ya. Bye. That's all right. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Who wants to have a crack? Justin from Newcastle. Justin, g'day.
G'day, Phil. How are you going?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. How's the night been, all right?
Yeah, not too bad. Just driving back to Sydney, so...
Okay.
On the M1 as we speak.
And traffic is? Give us a traffic report.
Very light.
Very good. Very good. Good to hear. We're in up to question number 1. We're in a category called soap operas. Patricia Pat the Rat Hamilton was a character from which 80s Australian soap?
Sons and Daughters.
It was, yes.
Sons and daughters, love and laughter, tears and sadness and happiness. We will find out our sons and daughters are what we two were once about.
Oh, yeah, memories come flooding back. Or maybe not. Justin, what do you like for... you can move if you like, or you can stay here in soap operas. Otherwise, you could move to Who Da Man, statues, famous grants, or angels and demons.
I'll stay for the time being in soap operas.
Staying with soap operas, okay. In a 2020 interview, Iggy Pop revealed that he and David Bowie used to be obsessed with which Australian soap of the 80s and 90s?
Okay, so 80s and 90s soap, Australian. Let me think about this. So it started in the 80s and was through to the 90s?
In a 2020 interview, Iggy Pop revealed that he and David Bowie used to be obsessed with which Australian soap of the 80s and 90s?
I'll guess. The only one that I think crossed over in from the 80s to the 90s was E Street.
No, it wasn't E Street. Sorry.
Okay.
Thanks, Justin. Right. Bye-bye. Have the rest of the drive goes okay. 1-300-800-222 is the number. All righty. Diana from Woodnilling's got the right answer. Yes, that's correct. Yeah. Milo from the Blue Mountains says, oh, sons and daughters, love and laughter, tears and sadness and happiness. Julie from Werribee had sons and daughters as well. Deb on the Gold Coast had sons and daughters. Dino in Wagen, no, it wasn't prisoner. Lines are free if you want to grab one. 1-300-800-222. You'll get through easily. Give it a crack. Carl from Maryborough. Hello, Carl.
G'day, how are you?
Not bad. Question number two, soap operas. In a 2020 interview, Iggy Pop revealed that he and David Bowie used to be obsessed with which Australian soap of the 80s and 90s?
Water Rats or something like that? Or?
No, it wasn't Water Rats. Sorry, okay. Mate. Thanks, mate. But no, not Water Rats. Lynn from the Queensland. Lynn the Queenslander, no. Not the box, no. Annette in Perth got the right answer. Jeff the Truckie. No, it's not that one, which is – it's not the obvious one. I should say that. We shouldn't say that. No, it's not Neighbours. Greg from Gladstone. G'day, Greg.
Hey, how you going, mate?
Not bad. In a 2020 interview, Iggy Pop revealed that he and David Bowie used to be obsessed with which Australian soap of the 80s and 90s?
Was it Neighbours?
No, I already said it wasn't Neighbours, so no, I'll give you another crack.
Oh, righto. No worries. I missed that bit. Thank you.
No, that's all right. You can have another crack if you like.
Home and Away?
Not Home and Away either. Sorry, Greg. Thank you, mate. Bye-bye. No, it's not. Paul from Geelong. Hello, Paul.
How you going, Phil?
Yeah, not bad. Pretty good. What do you reckon?
I reckon it might be a country practice.
Yes, correct. It was. It was a country practice. Yes, Paul. All right, question number three. You can stay in soap operas if you like, or you can move.
No, we'll move, but I could say Iggy Pop and David Bowie, no, they're both spaced out enough to really get into that.
So can I. Absolutely, I agree with you. Sprawled out on the couch, you know. They both ran out of the wacky backy.
Particularly with that intro you just played.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Iggy, this stuff's really good. Actually, I just gave a David Bowie an American accent. How did I do that? I say, Iggy.
I could see them both on the phone to each other, having a yarn while the program's on, Phil.
Yeah. Hey, question number three.
A join or whatever else they're doing.
Question number three. We're going to
change topic.
Okay. Who do man, statues, famous grants, angels and demons?
We'll try who the man.
Who the man. Quote. Question number three. In Switzerland, they had brotherly love. In 500 years of democracy and peace. And what did that produce? The cuckoo clock. Here's a quote from which 1949 film noir?
Well, out of my league here, Phil. Could not even have a guess.
No good?
Nah.
No worries, Paul.
Weekend.
You too, mate. Thank you. Bye-bye. my text says, Phil, these sound like such good categories tonight. Angels and Demons is making me think there'll be five Da Vinci Code questions. Oh, well, yeah, assumptions are always tricky on this. Yeah. My text says, Bowie's love for a country practice led him to invite cast members, including Shane Porteous and Shane Withington, backstage during his tours. Is that right? Jim in Campbelltown's got the right answer to this one. What about Sarah from Alphington? Hello, Sarah. Not too bad. We did a lot of work on your behalf last night trying to solve your problem with your belly button. But
I think it's never going to be solved.
Oh, so. No, that's okay. And we're being very discreet and we're not going any further with it. But, you know, we did our best from installing a jewel into it to putting a Band-Aid over the top of it.
I'm just not ever having an umbilical cord ever attached to it.
Never have one again, Sarah. That's right. Question number three. We're in a category called Who de Man? Quote, in Switzerland, they had brotherly love. In 500 years of democracy and peace, and what did that produce? The cuckoo clock is a quote from which 1949 film noir?
I was really hoping to get a Dan Brown question. I'm a little bit more lowbrow than film noir, so I might bow out with right now.
No good?
No good.
Thanks, Sarah. Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Good luck with the BB. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Jenny from Narre Warren. Hello, Jenny.
Oh, hi, Phil. I'm back again to give it a go.
No, that's all right. That's all right. Jason in Port Douglas says, I can just imagine David Bowie swooning as Matron Sloan chided a nurse in Country Practice.
Maybe. I used to like Country Practice. I enjoyed it.
What's not to like?
Yeah.
Question number three. We're in a category called Who de Man.
Yeah.
Who de Man, right? In Switzerland, they had brotherly love. In 500 years of democracy and peace, and what did that produce? The cuckoo clock. Here's a quote from which 1949 film noir? We're in a category called Who Da Man.
Yeah, I know this one because it's a very favourite movie of mine, The Third Man.
Correct.
Yeah.
Very good. Hey, listen up.
Orson Welles.
Listen up to the majestic Orson Welles.
When we do meet, old man, it's you I want to see. Not the police. Remember that, won't you? Don't be so gloomy. After all, it's not that awful. But what the fella said. In Italy, for 30 years under the Borgias, they had warfare, terror, murder, and bloodshed. But they produced Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, and the Renaissance. In Switzerland, they had brotherly love. They had 500 years of democracy and peace. And what did that produce? The cuckoo clock. So long, Holly.
It's a marvellous movie. You're quite right, Jenny. Hey, everyone, if you haven't seen The Third Man, you can find it anywhere on streaming. Have a look. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
Not highbrow at all, if someone was thinking it was.
No.
Hey, question number four. We're in Who Da Man, but you can move, if you like, to statues, famous Grants, or angels and demons.
Look, I might stick with Who Da Man and see how I go.
Who Da Man? played by David McCallum, Ilya Kuryakin was a main character in which 60s TV show?
I think that was The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E. is absolutely correct. Remember the theme? I hope you do. What a show, a top show. All righty, question number five. That was question. We need question number five. We're in Who Da Man. You can stay there if you like.
Yeah. None of them really appeal to me. I don't know much about Dan Brown and Angels and Demons. Look, I might just stick with Who Da Man.
Who Da Man. All right. Speaking of David Bowie. Quote, we passed upon the stairs, we spoke of was and when, are the opening lyrics of which David Bowie song? We're in a category called Who Da Man.
Yeah, I like some of David Bowie's stuff, but I'm not what you'd call an obsessive fan or anything, so it doesn't really ring a bell. I'm just racking my brains for any kind of title that has man in it.
Who Da Man.
No, I think I think I might have to pass on that. Nothing's coming up.
No good.
So it was short and sweet.
Thanks, Jenny. See ya.
See ya, Bill.
Bye.
Bye.
1-300-800-222 is the number. Chris in the Southern Waters. No, it's not Starman. No. Who da man? Bob from Greenacre. G'day, Bob.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Badong.
Ground control to Major Tom.
I'm leaking gas and going down.
I think I'm in a peculiar way, mate. I'll have to throw the towel in again.
to use a boxing metaphor.
Yes.
Do they actually, you know, in your boxing days, Bob, do they actually ever throw the towel in?
Always, and even now, you have to have a towel around your neck if you're the trainer.
Yeah.
You throw the towel in.
Is that right? If you throw the towel into the ring, that means your bloke's done.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Very,
still very strong move now.
Oh, okay. I thought it might have been some ancient thing. Okay.
No, right now, when Tim Zhu lost his fight just recently against a very tall fellow.
Yeah.
The towel went in.
Oh, the towel went in, did it? Okay. Very good. All right, Bob. Thanks for that. But see you later. Give us a call later.
See you.
Bye-bye. Yeah. John says, what if they made a country practice these days? The doctors and nurses would be from overseas. There'd be hospital ramping. There'd be reception staff shortages and nowhere for the practice staff to stay. That's true. That is true. It would be a very different show. Christopher Nolan must have read James Joyce's adaptation of Homer's Odyssey, then turned it into a movie. He didn't read the original Homer's Odyssey, just so you know, and give credit to James Joyce. I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right. But anyway, thank you for the text. Gary from Port Arlington. G'day, Gary.
G'day, Phil. How are you?
I'm all right.
I'm good.
We're up to question five. We're in the Bowie lyric department. We passed upon the stairs. We spoke of was and when. Are there opening lyrics of which David Bowie song?
I think it was one of his early albums, but it's The Man Who Sold the World.
Correct. It was, yes. The Man Who Sold the World.
We passed upon the stairs. We spoke of was and when. Although I wasn't there, he said I was his friend, which came as some surprise. I spoke into his eyes. I thought you died alone a long, long time ago.
Yes, very good. All right, Who Da Man? That's my texter said in relation to David Bowie and A Country Practice. A breathless publicist came running in. She went, "Shane, we've had this unusual request. David Bowie's asked you to come to the Glass Spider tour tomorrow night." To this day, Shane Withington's remained proud of how cool he played it. I went, "Oh, that's so typical of David. No warning, nothing. Just ring up out of the blue." Terrific story. Question number six. Okay, we're in Who Da Man, but you don't have to stay there.
Can I just hear the other categories?
Yeah, soap operas, statues, famous grants, angels and demons.
I might have a go at famous grants at my peril, but I'll give it a go.
Famous grants. John Mungo are the middle names of which English actor?
Grant.
Famous Grant.
Oh, I can't think of his first name. No, look, I won't hold you up, mate. I'm sorry.
You know this, Gary.
I know it. I'm going blank.
See you, mate.
See you.
Bye-bye. You know this. You do. Colin from Layla in Melbourne. G'day, Colin.
Oh, good morning. That's a pretty quick entry for me.
Yeah. Question six we're up to. John, we're in a category called Famous Grants. John Mungo are the middle names of which English actor?
Take a stab, Hugh Grant.
Yes, which other Grants do we know? Hugh Grant, who was known to his parents as Hugh John Mungo Grant.
Oh, okay. Well, two middle names is not too bad.
I know.
One of the two fat ladies from the TV show, she had 11 middle names. Yeah. Anyway.
The English can be a bit weird about that.
She was Australian.
Oh, the Australian one. Okay. Yeah,
that one, Clarissa. Yeah. Quite surprised. Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, moving right along.
What else have we got?
We're in Famous Grants, but you could move, if you like, to Angels and Demons, soap operas, Who Da Man, or Statues.
I'll stay with Grants at the moment, yeah.
Okay. Famous Grants. U.S. President and General Ulysses S. Grant currently appears on which U.S. banknote?
I'm going to take a stab at the $20 one.
Yeah, it eliminates one anyway, isn't it? It's not the 20 smackaroos, no.
I'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Colin. See
you. See you, bye.
Yeah, not the 20 smackaroos. Janie and Hawthorne had Hugh Grant, so did Margot and North Adelaide. Nice work. Glenn from Penrith. G'day, Glenn.
Oh, g'day, Phil. How you going, mate? It's been a while.
Yeah, no, it has been a while. You've been all right?
Yeah, no, there's been a few times where I haven't been able to get through.
Yeah, well, that can happen. It's a bit slower tonight, so I'm glad you did. But anyway, welcome aboard, as usual.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Did I hear it correctly that Jerome Lua is going over to you blokes for a bit?
No, he's going to Parramatta.
Oh.
Okay. He's going to Parramatta next year for a one-year stage until he goes.
That's what I meant, actually, but I keep forgetting you don't barrack for Parramatta. That's right.
No, Dragons.
The Dragons, that's right.
Yeah, I was born in Parramatta, live in Penrith, and follow the Dragons.
Follow the Dragons, I know you. Figure that out. That's right.
And, he's going to Papua New Guinea when they start in 2028.
Yeah. That's right, he is. He's one of the foundation members of the Chiefs, isn't he?
Yeah, he was their first signing.
I
don't agree with what they got up there because they got this salary cap and they don't pay tax up there.
Mm.
So if a bloke gets $1 million here in Australia, he nets about 500 grand and they can offer him $1 million up there and
it's a million.
It's $1 million. Yeah. So if there's an $11 million salary cap, they should have a $5.5 million salary cap, really.
Why don't you take it up with Mr. Vlandis, Glenn?
Yeah, he's a pretty hard man to argue with.
Question 7, famous grants. U.S. President and General Ulysses S. Grant currently appears on which U.S. banknote? It's not the $20 bill.
They don't have a pineapple, but I'll go our pineapple of 50.
Correct.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
It's the $50 bill. Yeah, it's a bit of a hit.
It's either going to be, we had 50, 110 ago, didn't we? So
it's a bit of a hit and miss one, isn't it? Anyway,
as soon as I heard a banknote, I thought of a pineapple. So
yeah, why not?
I'd hate to use their money. I haven't been to America, but it's all the same colour.
It's all the same colour. But the worst thing is it's all the same size.
Same size, same colour. It's ridiculous.
You have to really watch carefully that you're not handing over 50 bucks for a coffee.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Anyway.
Some places these days is 50 bucks a coffee, isn't it?
It's like the mini crazy. Not where I buy coffee, Glenn. I don't know what things are like at Penrith. I know Penrith is a very posh place, Glenn, but, you know.
No, well, they have those coffee beans. Come out of the elephant in the menu.
Stop it. Hey, question 8. We're in Famous Grants. You can stay there or otherwise you can move.
What do we got, mate?
Angels and Demons, soap operas, Who Da Man, Statues, or we'd stay in Famous Grants.
I'll go with soap opera.
Soap operas. Question.
How many left?
There are 3 left.
Oh, yeah, I've got the Sons and Daughters one.
Oh, yeah, you reckon you might
What's her name? Rowena Wallace.
You reckon you might be hot on this one. Okay, soap operas. Which British soap opera is set around Walford Square in London?
Oh, that doesn't help me. I'll just say Coronation Street.
No, it gets rid of one, though. Thanks, Glenn.
Yeah, it gets rid of one. See you, buddy.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. It gets rid of one. All right, Rowan from WA. G'day, Rowan.
G'day, Phil. What's going on?
Oh, what's going on? Well, we're trying to, you know, make our way through the Mighty Challenge questions. We're up to number 8.
Yep, fair enough.
And we're in soap operas. Which British soap opera set around Wolford Square in London?
Wolford Square. Not really good on this.
We can't do it. If there's people in the background there, Rowan, we can't do that. So let's not do that. 1-300-800-222. That's not in the spirit or the rules. Harry in Paddington. Hello, Harry.
Hey, what about that American money? You got Washington on the 1. You got Lincoln on the 5. Hamilton on the 10. And you got Grant on the
50.
On the 50, and you've got. You know, one.
Who's on the 100? Who's on the 100?
Franklin.
Franklin, yeah.
You know who's on the $2 bill?
Go on.
Jefferson. And on the back, there's a signing of the Declaration of Independence for these guys. I think they couldn't fit 6 or 10 members in on the artwork. The Lincoln Memorial columns tilt in 5 degrees at the top.
Yeah.
And on the 10 with Hamilton, that's not a team model Ford, it's a Hupmobile. I lived there for 20 years. I know.
American money, it's terrible. I mean, like, it's terrible to handle because it's all the same size, all the same colour. It's exactly the same colour, and you really have to look closely.
Oh, yeah. And you know what's good about it?
What's that?
It's easy to fold.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, plastic money's...
No, plastic money's not easy to fold. That's true.
Yeah.
When I was travelling in the US, I did actually have one. I did buy one of those bill clips because they actually were quite useful. Because the money folds easily and you can stick it in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you had to take it and look very carefully before you paid for anything.
Where were you then?
Where was I?
Yeah, California.
Mostly in California and then in New York. Yeah.
Yeah. I lived in Oakland for about 21 years.
Oh, okay.
Came back with the same sound, and my friends went, "You don't sound American."
No, you haven't got any American accent there at all.
I know. It's crazy.
How long did you live there for?
21 years.
21 years?
I became an American.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got dual citizenship.
How come you've got no accent?
I don't know, but they loved it over there. They say, Harry, don't change. We want to hear you Australian. They love us.
Yeah, but you know, if you hang around, it's so easy. It's so easy, you know what, Harry, to, you know, lapse into a bit of American. And before you know it, you're speaking like that all the time.
That's not a bad rendition.
Hey, question number 8. Which British soap opera is set around Wolford Square in London?
EastEnders.
EastEnders is correct, yes.
Yeah.
Sally sent me a text saying, "Phil, what do you mean Penrith is posh? Mate, it's not Point Barbie, you know." Sally, it was, I think, a joke. But I think you've obviously never been to Penrith, Sally, if you don't think Penrith is posh. Of course it is. Go on, Harry.
Yeah. East End, yeah, a friend of mine, English from California, we travelled to see his mum over there. Mm. She was in that neck of the woods, had dinner at her place, the old biddy, broke out pork pie. I thought, how English.
Pork pie. I think technically it's called a raised pork pie, is it not?
Yeah, they're tall.
Yeah.
It's quite nice. But, yeah, I loved England.
Mm. All righty, question number 9.
Oh, can I change?
Yes. Who demands statues, famous grants, angels and demons?
Who demands?
Jeff from Goodna says, yes, a mate of mine gave $100 as a tip to a cabbie by mistake because I won't use his expression, but he was under the weather. The cabbie gave it back to him. Oh, that's nice.
I tipped a bum over there. Yeah. He was around this bush in the park over in San Francisco. I handed him a 20. I thought it was like a 5 or something.
Yeah.
he looked at me, went, "Oh, thank you, mister." You know, I went,
"Have you got any change?"
Yeah, right.
Hey, question number 9. Are we in Who Da Man? Is that it? Quote, "I hear him before I go to sleep and focus on the day that's been," are the opening lyrics of which song by Kate Bush in a category called Who Da Man?
Oh, I'm thinking Wuthering Heights. No, Heathcliff. I can't get that one.
No good? Okay.
Negative.
Thanks, Harry. Later. See you, mate. Bye-bye. Cheers. Thank you. Phil, Abraham Lincoln is not rolling in his grave at what the party of Lincoln has become. He is thrashing furiously. I imagine that would be the case. Yes, Abraham Lincoln, of course, of the Republican Party. Well, I wonder what he would make of the Republican Party in the US these days. There are plenty of lines free. There have been lots of vacancies tonight. If you'd like to grab one, 1-300-800-222. Kay from Bunbury. G'day, Kay.
Oh, hi, Phil. I'm in Albany tonight.
Actually. Oh, you're in Albany. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, on my way to Hopetoun for their Readers and Writers Festival next weekend with a friend.
Nice.
So, yeah, good road trip.
Very good. Are you a Kate Bush fan?
No, but I'll tell you, I don't know much about The Third Man except that great Harry Lime theme.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Da 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 da. No.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know much about Kate Bush at all.
I hear him before I go to sleep and focus on the day that's been. Are the opening lyrics of which song by Kate Bush?
Oh, well, all I know about her is Wuthering Heights. I'll say Heathcliff.
No, it's not Heathcliff.
No.
Thanks, okay. Kate. See ya. Bye. Have a good trip. Frank from Mount Evelyn, that is correct, yes. Sally says, I live in Ingleburn. Yes, I've been to Penrith. Oh, dear. Paul from North Fitzroy has got the right answer here. Any Kate Bush fans out there? I hear him before I go to sleep and focus on the day that's been. Are the opening lyrics of which song by Kate Bush? Helen, hello.
Hi, Phil, how are you going?
Pretty good. Which one are we after? We're in a category called Who Da Man.
It's a Kate Bush song. Let's see. Who the man with the child in his eyes.
Oh, very good. Yes, exactly right.
Yeah.
I hear him before I go to sleep and focus on the day that's been. I realize he's there when I turn the light off and turn over. Nobody
exactly. All right, question 10, Helen. We're in Who Da Man. There's one left there, otherwise you can move.
I think I'll stand the category.
Who Da Man, last one. Which 1955 film noir stars Frank Sinatra as a recovering drug addict?
Oh, my God.
Who Da Man?
A drug addict.
Recovering drug addict.
It's not Von Ryan's Express or whatever it was called.
We're in a category called Who Da Man.
I'm going to have to pass, Phil. I just can't think.
No good?
No good.
Okay. Thanks, Helen.
Thank you.
See ya. Bye-bye. Anybody got the answer? Aaron from Elwood had the man with the child in his eyes. Jim in Campbelltown's got the right answer here. Very good. Deb from the Gold Coast, running up that hill. No. Oh, I can't say that's my favourite song. Warren from Ipswich, hello.
Hi.
Which 1955 film noir stars Frank Sinatra as a recovering drug addict?
I'm not sure. I just wanted to say you were talking about American currency just before, and have you heard that I heard on the news that they're going to be introducing a dollar coin.
Yes, with Donald Trump on it.
Yes.
I know. It's going to be gold too. Well, it's going to be gold coloured. It's not actually going to be made out of the metal gold. No. No.
No, because it was interesting.
Well, there's no end to the bloke, is there? There is no end.
I know. I know. They're saying it's illegal to have a living person.
I think it has to be passed by Congress or
yeah.
Anyway, no. Look, I mean, you know, Warren, I mean, there's not a day passes without some fresh, you know, horror.
No.
Quite
anyway,
frankly.
I've got no idea, so I'll just say an answer that's been given already, the man from Uncle.
No, not with The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
No.
Thanks, Warren.
Anyway.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Yeah, Rachel in Canberra. Hi, Rach.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good. Which 1955 film noir stars Frank Sinatra as a recovering drug addict? Are we in a category called Who the Man?
Yeah, afraid it's before my time.
Well, that would be true. But then again, Rachel, a lot of things were before your time, like the Roman Empire. But that's not a clue.
I'm thinking of To Catch a Thief, but that doesn't have man in the title.
And that, well, the category is called Who the Man, yes.
Right. To Catch a Thief?
No, not To Catch a Thief. Thanks, Rach. Bye-bye. No, that is not correct. Joanna from Newcastle. Hi, help us out here, Jo.
I think I might know.
Hmm?
Is it The Man with the Golden Arm?
Correct, yes. It's The Man with the Golden Arm.
I'm a musician.
Well, how does it feel?
Well, it feels like you better hang on to my arm or I go up like a balloon. I'm a musician.
Where are we going?
I don't know, but I want to buy you something.
Ah, no.
I got to spend some money or I'll bust. How about one of those in green?
Thank you.
Maybe a colour TV set. Pretty.
Go on.
He's very good, Frank Sinatra. I love him. Joe. Question 11. We've got a new category. You need a new category. No more Who to Man. So we've got soap operas, statues, famous grants, angels and demons.
Yeah. Can I just be pedantic and say, you probably already know this, but the quote about the cuckoo clock,
yeah.
It didn't originate in Switzerland. They originated in Germany, in the Black Forest.
Oh, yes. Well, you can take that up with Orson Welles, Joanna.
I might just do that. It's a bit late, though. Anyway, famous grants.
Famous grants, okay. Question number 11. Question number 11. Which freestyle race did Grant Hackett win at the 2000 and the 2004 Olympics?
I've no idea.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't. I don't take any notes of the Olympics anymore. Freestyle. I don't know.
We need a distance.
Yeah. Just 800... Meters?
No.
Nope.
Nope.
Okay.
See you, Joe. Bye. Nice to hear from you. No. Hey, Jonathan from Israel is here with us. G'day, Jonathan.
Hey, mate. That was quick. How are you?
Well, yeah, I just saw your name on the board there and I thought, well, gee, a lot of people have been asking about you. And
I've had a few ups and downs and a couple of wars, some health issues.
There have been a few things going on over there. That's true.
At the moment, you know, everyone's getting blown up around us except us, but who knows?
Oh, dear.
Who knows?
Yeah. All right, so, yes, okay. How's your health? Is it all right?
Pretty much, yeah. I'm undergoing a treatment and it seems to be working, so I'm okay. Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're well. I mean, a lot of people were concerned and were ringing and saying, "Where is he?" And I said, "Well, I don't know." But you know, he lives in northern Israel, so you'd have to say he's not exactly out of harm's way.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. You never know.
Hey, question number 11. Famous grants. Which freestyle race did Grant Hackett win at the 2000 and the 2004 Olympics?
I'm here and I'm gone. What can I say, mate? I'll call you again.
Hey, call us again soon, Jonathan. see you, mate. Bye bye. Yes, no, nice to hear from you. Richard from Lena Valley in Tassie. G'day, Richard.
Yeah, good evening. How are you? I can't believe I've got this question. Fantastic.
Which freestyle race did Grant Hackett win?
I have no idea, but for some reason I've got in my mind it's either 100 metres or a 1500. So I'm going to go. Before I give my final answer, I've been listening to you only for the last couple of weeks, and you are fantastic. Thank you very much for your contribution to this planet. It's brilliant. But I'm going to have a crack at 1500.
Correct. Yes, it was. It was famously the 1500 metres, and famously in 2004 he started from lane 8. And
I have no idea about any of that. Yeah. I'm actually got a very bad recall for most things, but for some reason 1500 just came up in my head there, and it was like, oh, that's brilliant. Awesome.
Question number 12. We're in famous grants. Do you want to stay there?
All the questions tonight are just beyond me galore. So let's just...
Or are you going to have angels and demons soap operas or statues.
Have a crack at statues. What the heck?
Statues. Question number 12. Apart from religious figures, which historical woman appears in more statues around the world than anyone else? Apart from religious figures.
Not a religious figure.
No, not a religious figure. Which historical woman appears in more statues around the world than anyone else?
Dame Edna Everage.
Ought to be, Richard, but you know what? You and I both know it's not. See you, mate. Bye-bye. Morris in Launceston. G'day, Morris.
Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. We're up to question 12. Apart from religious figures, which historical woman appears in more statues around the world than anyone else?
Before I have a crack at that, Phil, going back to last night, the monkeys in the park.
Oh, yeah, monkeys in Launceston City Park, yeah.
Yes. Now, they've been de-sexed, so they can't breathe because they've got chlamydia, and they can't be let go back in the wild because they will naturally die and spread chlamydia.
Yep.
The park's all been redone since you were there in 1900.
Yep.
And, so that's up there. I think they're snow monkeys or spider monkeys or something. Okay.
Yeah, no, thanks. Now, a lot of people texted in last night, Morris, in your absence, because you're my Launceston correspondent. A lot of people did text in and fill me in. Tell us, come on, question number 12. Apart from religious figures, which historical woman appears in more statues around the world than anyone else?
I've got no idea, so I was saying Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, I thought you had it. No, it's not Queen Elizabeth. Thanks, Morris. See you, mate. Bye-bye. It was Kieran Perkins. Was it Kieran Perkins? That's the one I was after, Kieran Perkins, not Grant Hackett. Thank you for those who've piled in on that. Gary from Oakley. G'day, Gary.
G'day, how are you?
Not bad. Apart from religious figures, which historical woman appears in more statues around the world than anyone else?
Is it Joan of Arc?
Not Joan of Arc, no.
Okay, sorry.
No, you might have got a clue from my previous caller. Martin from Grosvale. G'day, Martin.
Yeah, hi, Phil.
Apart from religious figures, which historical woman appears in more statues around the world than anyone else?
I was going to say Lady Godiva.
No, not Lady Godiva, no. Betty from Dapto. G'day, Bet.
Hello, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good, Bet, yes. Question 12, wrap. It's been slow going tonight, Bet, but what do you think, apart from religious figures?
Well, I was going to say Joan of Arc, but been taken, and it wasn't right anyway, but... I can't think of anyone, really.
Queen Elizabeth was wrong.
Well, what about Queen... what was the other one? Not Queen Elizabeth, Queen... Oh, I can't think of her name. It's not Queen Mary. It's the older queen. That's what I think, but I can't think of her name.
Sorry.
I'm hopeless.
You are not hopeless, Betty, but nice talking to you anyway. All right, see you later. Bye-bye. Betty from Dapto. What about, who's going to help us out here? Lincoln in Gippsland. Hi, Lincoln.
Hi, how you going?
No, who do we need here, apart from religious figures? Which historical woman appears in more statues around the world than anyone else?
You've given a bit of a hint, so I'll go with Queen Victoria.
Correct. Yes, it is. It's Queen Victoria, strangely. All right, we're in statues. You can move to soap operas, Angels and Demons, or Famous Grants. It's up to you.
I might go Angels, please, mate.
Which one?
Angels and Demons.
Angels and Demons. All right. Question number 13. What colour is the Angel Islington on the classic London Monopoly board?
Angel, is it a bus station, train station?
What colour is the Angel Islington on the classic London Monopoly board?
I'll just go blue, please, mate.
Blue, it is blue, yes. It's a pale blue. Very good. Question 14. We're in Angels and Demons. Lincoln, how many VFL AFL premierships have the Demons won, the Melbourne Demons? I'll give it to you plus or minus two.
Plus or minus two.
How many premierships have they won?
They've They've just won one, haven't they?
Not correct, no. No, they've won a few more than that. Ian from Dover and Tassie. G'day, Ian.
Good morning.
Morning, morning, morning. Question 14, Angels and Demons. How many VFL AFL premierships have the Melbourne Demons won?
The Melbourne Demons.
I'll give it to you, plus or minus two.
Three.
No. Not close. Thanks.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. Not close, no. Frank from Swan Hill. G'day, Frank.
How you doing?
Not bad. What do you reckon?
Oh, I'm not sure on this, but they were one of the earlier sides, so I think they won a whole bunch when there were about five sides in the competition. So I'm going to go nine.
Not correct. I'll give it to you, plus or minus two, not nine. Matt from Aberfoyle Park. G'day, Matt.
G'day.
How many were after?
Not nine, I'll say 12.
I'll give it to you because I said I'd give it to you, plus or minus two. It was 13. Very good. All right. Question number 15. We're in Angels and Demons, but you can move to famous grants or soap operas or statues.
Let's stay where we are.
Angels and Demons. The Weeping Angels are a race of aliens. From which TV series?
Oh, I saw this too. Doctor Who.
Correct. Yes, they are from Doctor Who. Bomba-da-dum, bomba-da-dum, bomba-da-dum. Yes. very good. All righty. Staying with Angels and Demons?
Sure, why not?
Which TV series originally starred Kate Jackson, Farrah Fawcett and Jacqueline Smith as the title trio?
Charlie's Angels.
It was, yes, Charlie's Angels.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who went to the police academy. And they were each assigned very hazardous duties. But I took them away from all that, and now they work for me. My name is Charlie.
And these are my angels. Yes, all right. Question 17. Okay, we're in Angels and Demons. There's one left there. Otherwise, if it's famous grants, statues, or soap operas.
Let's go to
famous grants or grants. Famous grants or grants. Why not? Question number 17. In 2016, which TV presenter won the Australian Endurance Championship motor race?
Grant.
Denyer. Correct, it was. It was Grant Denyer. All right. Question number 18. We're staying. There's one left in famous grants or grants.
Okay, why not?
What sport does Charlotte Grant play for Australia?
Oh, I haven't got a clue. Soccer.
Correct. Was that a stab in the dark?
Absolutely. Yeah. I've got to go soccer or rugby, and soccer took out the title.
Yeah, well, playing for Australia, it's got to be, what, cricket or, you know, anyway. That's it for famous grants. Okay, we're up to question 19. We've got Angels and Demons, soap operas or statues?
Let's go soap operas.
Soap operas it is. Question number 19. Terry Inglis, Gail Lewis and Christina Alessi are among the six wives of which Neighbours character?
right. So I'm looking for a Neighbours character that's had lots of wives.
Terry Inglis, Gail Lewis, Christina Alessi are among the six wives of which Neighbours character?
I don't know if I could name one Neighbours character except for Harold, but he only had the one wife. So let's go with one of the Robinsons, because that's about as good as I can go. Who was... What about Dale? I don't know. Mr. Robinson. That'll give someone an option.
That's going to give someone a mighty leg up, Matt. See you, mate. Thank you. That's going to give someone a mighty leg up. Andrew in Smithton. Hi, Andrew.
G'day, Cover.
Terry Inglis, Gail Lewis and Christina Alessi are among the six wives of which Neighbours character? You've had a big leg up here.
I didn't actually hear that because I was turning my radio off. Oh. So I didn't get the big leg up. I watched all the Neighbours. You know what? I'm going to have to bow out.
No, no worries. Thanks, Andrew. Bye-bye. See you, mate. Steve from Togamal. G'day, Steve.
I'm speaking now. I'm in the bathroom, that's why I'm a bit echoey.
Yeah.
Can I, before I get this wrong or right, I think I know, because I know he played the character.
And you've been given a big leg up.
Colin in Laylaw, you know I'm an ex-Lawler boy,
yeah.
Phil. Colin, I'll be down at Lawler on the 1st of August for a Lawler Football Club under-15s premiership reunion from 1975. So I hope to catch up with you and debate about the name.
Hey.
I think it's Paul Robinson, played by Stephen Dennis.
It is Paul Robinson, yes. Neighbours,
everybody needs good neighbours. Just a friendly wave each morning helps to make a better day.
Yes, they do indeed. All right, I'll tell you what, Steve, nice work, but I'll put you on hold because we're going to go to the news. We're up to question 19, so we'll see whether we can clean these up straight after the news. If that's okay, we could call you as well. All right, thanks for playing. More after the news.
The Mighty Challenge.
Steve from Tokenball was up on deck. We're up to question number 20. G'day, Steve.
Hey, Phil. Waffle a bit now, it's after one, but the Lawler where I grew up was the home of the Bloods.
Yes.
I ended up playing for South Melbourne, Sydney.
Oh, yeah. Bloods,
yeah. And I live in Togamal.
Hey.
Home of the Bloods.
Hey, go to the Bloods.
Go to the Bloods.
They're leaking oil at the moment, Steve.
Oh, no, we're doing a heavy training load at the moment, Phil. Oh,
okay.
That's my theory, but we're up against
the Giants. I know. We're up against the Giants. Mind you, we're ahead in this local derby thing. So.
Oh, we are a lot, yeah.
Yeah, we're well ahead still.
I remember when we lost them down in Tassie, actually.
I know, but the Giants will be off the rebound after Essendon last week, so you know what?
We're off the rebound too.
Well, we're off the big rebound.
a couple.
A couple of rebounds. Hey, question 20. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
We're in soap operas.
Oh, yeah, well...
you can move to statues, angels and demons, if you like.
Yeah, I'm familiar with most of them. My first wife, she was always in the soapy, so I had to watch them. Don't know. But I've met a few statues in my time. I'll go statues.
Statues. Erected in 1989, a bronze statue of which animal can be found in the financial district of Manhattan in New York?
Ooh. Well, Manhattan, I'm thinking Wolf of Wall Street, so I'm saying a wolf.
Not a wolf.
All right, no worries, Phil.
Thanks, Steve. Bye-bye. Thank you. No. My text says perhaps... The correct answer was Paul Robinson, the bloke who said Mr. Robinson was right. No. You might remember you didn't. You may have misheard. He said he didn't know the bloke's first name. I did give him the opportunity. Cameron from South Perth will know this. Hi, Cameron.
How are you?
Pretty good. Question 20. Erected in 1989, a bronze statue of which animal can be found in the financial district of Manhattan in New York?
Bull.
Correct. A bull. I knew with your extensive shareholdings, Cameron, you'd know that.
Yeah, my best some. Yeah.
That's right. Have you looked at your share in the kitchen drawer? That's right. Mm-hmm. Question number 21. We're in statues.
Stay there.
Stay here. Which famous statue can be found at the summit of Mount Corcovado?
Christ the Redeemer.
Correct. Cameron, you're on a roll. Boom, boom. It must be the. It must be all your extensive shareholdings, Cameron. It's a sharp job.
Oh, yeah.
Question 22. There's only four left here, Cameron.
Good, staying in statues.
Staying in statues. Look at him go, confident. A famous bronze statue by the Greek sculptor Myron depicts an ancient Greek athlete throwing a what?
A javelin.
Not a javelin.
No. Oh, there you go. Sir.
There you go. Thanks, Cameron. Bye-bye. No, it's not a javelin. Hillary had the bull. Jane Hobart had the bull. Good, yes. Robin had Christ the Redeemer. Katie, it's that statue, you know, that statue with Christ with his arms outstretched on top of Mount Corcovado. G'day, Katie.
Hello, how are you going?
Pretty good. We've only got four left here. We've got, where are we? Two in statues, one in soap operas, and one in Angels and Demons.
Okay, let's go.
A famous bronze statue by the Greek sculptor Myron depicts an ancient Greek athlete throwing a what?
A discus.
Correct.
I got one right.
Hey.
I finally got one right.
A discus, indeed. Okay, we're up to question 23. Irene had a discus. Harry in the Bay had a discus. George from Fremantle. Hi, George had a discus as well. Katie.
Yes.
Staying with statues?
Yeah, why not?
In which Australian state would you find a statue of Red Dog?
I should know this, and I can't think of it. I'll say New South Wales.
Not New South Wales.
No, I knew it wasn't, but always hoping.
Thanks, Katie.
But I got one right.
Yeah, you did get one right. Good on you. You did get one right. Di from Mandurah's got the right answer, yes. Liz from Canipa Point. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Phil. It's Western Australia.
Yes, in which Australian state would you find a statue of Red Dog? It is indeed Western Australia.
You're invited to experience the incredible true story of a dog.
Red Dog. No dogs on the bus. All the sad faces in the world won't work, so you can just stop.
It's come to our attention that you're in serious violation of park rules.
No dogs allowed.
I don't own Red Dog. He's accepted and cared for by the town.
If you don't get rid of him, we get rid of you.
He changed their lives forever. Sometimes you pick the dog. Sometimes the dog picks you.
Yes, Red Dog. Very good. All righty, Liz, we've only got two left here. We've got one in soap operas and one in Angels and Demons.
Soap opera, please.
First broadcast in 1973. Which long-running American soap opera is set in the fictional Genoa City?
I don't know this, but I'm just going to go The Bold and the Beautiful.
Not The Bold and the Beautiful.
All right, thank you.
See ya, bye. Not The Bold and the Beautiful. Jane in Hobart had West Australia. So did Karen from Mullumbimby. Right, we've got two left here and we've got spots free. Come on, 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. Spots free, you get straight through. We're up to question 24. Right. Soap operas, first broadcast in 1973, which long-running American soap opera is set in the fictional Genoa City. It's not The Bold and the Beautiful. Someone's telling me that the dog in the movie, in the Red Dog movie, was Coco, was born and bred in Denali in Victoria. Oh, good. Isn't that where they have the Kelpie competitions every year? Robert on the road. G'day, Robert.
G'day, mate. How you going?
I'm pretty good, yeah. Hey, first broadcast in 1973, which long-running American soap opera is set in the fictional Genoa City?
I'll take a guess and say Days of Our Lives.
Not Days of Our Lives, no. There may be only one left. Is there Angus from Cooma? Hi, Angus.
G'day, how are you?
Pretty good. I bet you it's chilly tonight in Cooma.
Yeah, it's going to get quite chilly. I think it's only going to get to a maximum of 9 or 10 tomorrow.
So. Yeah, yeah. Very, very cold. It'll be a minus overnight, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's really, it got down to about minus 8 the other morning. So.
Ooh. Crackingly cold, yeah. All righty, question number 24, soap operas. First broadcast in 1973. Which long-running American soap opera is set in the fictional Genoa City?
Just trying to think. It's on the tip of my tongue, and I can't... is it Falcon Crest?
Not Falcon Crest, no. Sorry, okay. Angus. Stay warm. See ya. No, it's not Falcon Crest. Karen from Manham on the Murray. G'day, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Not bad.
That's good.
Do you reckon? First broadcast in 1973, which long-running American soap opera is set in the fictional Genoa City?
Is it The Young and the Restless?
Yes. Not The Bold and the Beautiful. It's The Young and the Restless. Anne says it's probably a good sign of national intelligence that the soap opera category takes a while to answer. Gee, that's harsh.
The music is about the best thing about The Young and the Restless.
The music, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I did attempt. I did what? I had
the
a crack
rude
at
and the ugly. I call yeah. Bold and the Beautiful.
I had a crack at The Bold and the Beautiful for a bit. I mean, dear, oh dear. Actually, Days of Our Lives was worse, I think.
I agree.
What was that other one about the – what was the other one about the oil man from – what was it called? I'm trying to think.
Not Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas. Yeah. That was – people.
That was good.
I'm
like
told
that.
By people that this was a superior soap opera. There you go.
It was good.
Oh, dear. All righty. We've got – we've only got one left.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're in a category called Angels and Demons.
Oh, goodness.
Now, I need your knowledge of poetry here, Karen.
Yeah, okay.
Question number 25. The demons Mammon, Beelzebub, and Moloch appear in which 1667 poem? Written to justify the ways of God to men.
Poem. It's just a touch before my time.
It was a touch, but just a tad before, yeah. I remember it well myself, but I mean.
No idea. The only thing I could think of is, I don't know, the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner, but I have no idea.
Yeah, well, you're reaching into the cupboard and rustling around there, and that's fair enough, Karen, but that's not it.
Oh, well.
Sorry. Bye.
Next time.
See ya.
Thanks. Bye.
See ya. No, it is not. All right. We are up to question 25. Vicky from Kamala. G'day, Vicky.
Yes.
I should have played the drum roll for you, shouldn't I? We're up to question 25.
It's probably not necessary.
It's always necessary, Vicky. Question 25. The demons Mammon, Beelzebub and Moloch appear in which 1667 poem written to justify the ways of God to men?
Yeah, no Bradbury for me tonight, Phil. Sorry.
No, all right. Sorry, Vicky. That's... A pity to hear, but what about Sam from Woodland? G'day, Sam.
Oh, Phil, how are you, mate?
Yeah, not bad.
I was, Red Dog Dampier.
Oh, yeah.
Station Dampier.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to the dog on the tucker box.
Yes. I haven't seen the Red Dog statue. How big is it?
It's about about a metre and a half off the ground, life size dog. Okay. Nothing like it, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's the dog in the tucker box is a bit underwhelming, actually.
Yeah, or Chief Havoc, the greyhound in Gunnedah, another good statue.
Yeah. Hey, question 25. The demons Mammon, Beelzebub and Moloch appear in which 1667 poem written to justify the ways of God to men?
It's a big swing and probably not, but Dante's Inferno.
Nice work, but not correct. Yeah, it could have been. It's not, though. Dante's Inferno. No. Andy in Bateman's Bay. Hello, Andy.
Yeah, hi. That was my guess. And the only thing that reading a few hymns, something like Thomas More or one of those people. Thanks. Bye.
No good. Thank you. No, it's not. We've got lines free. Who wants it? 1-300-800-222. Terry in Perth. Hello, Terry.
G'day.
The demons Mammon, Beelzebub and Moloch appear in which 1667 poem written to, quote, justify the ways of God to men?
Well, Moloch was a fallen angel, and it was called Paradise Lost.
Correct. Yes, indeed, and that is entirely correct, Terry. Nice work and well done.
He was a bad guy, old Moloch.
He was a bad guy, that's right. Yeah. Yep.
He was one of Satan's guys, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a bit of a devil, mate.
If you might, you might say.
Yeah, thanks. He was from Tasmania.
Oh, well, there you go. There's a few of those, Terry. Thank you, mate. I'll put you on hold and get some details from you. And the magnet is yours. Carol from Kingston had Paradise Lost. Jane in Hobart was going for Dante's Inferno as well, although I think it was about the 14th century. Yes, it was earlier, Dante's Inferno.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.